Leftist frustration mounts over Biden pitch for $1,400 checks. People deserve $2,000 recurring monthly survival checks. By Hannah Blow on January 16, 2021. Far-left members of the Squad are publicly shaming one aspect of President-elect Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion spending plan, which would provide Americans with $1,400 stimulus checks. Calling for Congress to provide Americans with $2,000 checks and possibly have them recurring. Biden on Thursday unveiled his $1.9 trillion spending plan, which is aimed to assist Americans, small businesses, and local governments in the age of the Chinese coronavirus. The last relief measure, which President Trump signed last month, provided Americans with $600 checks despite the president urging Congress to increase the amount to $2,000. In the days following, Democrat lawmakers vowed to provide Americans with $2,000 checks. But Biden's plan falls short in that area, providing what would be around $320 billion in direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, as Breitbart News estimated. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, was among the first to express disagreement. $2,000 means $2,000. $2,000 does not mean $1,400, she said, as The Washington Post reported. Other members of the far-left squad have also spoken out, demanding that lawmakers provide the full amount as promised. However, Biden's team contends that providing $1,400 does, in fact, match the promise of $2,000 checks when combined with the $600 distributed as part of the last $2.3 trillion government spending and coronavirus relief measure. We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most, Biden said on Thursday. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough. Representative Ianga Pressley, DMA, for example, is not only calling for $2,000 direct payments but demanding that they occur more than once. The people deserve, demand and require $2,000 recurring monthly survival checks, she said. $600 wasn't enough, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, said on Friday. The American people are struggling to make ends meet and need relief. We must immediately pass $2,000 survival checks. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, agreed, writing, $1,400 $2,000. Math teachers know this. That $600 is already in the clutches of landlords and bill collectors, she said, demanding lawmakers stop compromising the working class and our most vulnerable neighbors. $1,400 does not equal $2,000, Representative Cori Bush, DMO, the newest member of the squad, remarked. The Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, piled on as well, writing, $2,000 means $2,000. Pass it on. The demands follow dual Democrat victories in Georgia's Senate runoff elections. Democrat lawmakers promised to follow through with $2,000 checks in the event of securing a majority in the Senate, after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, blocked the Democrats' standalone measure to increase the amount, offering his own proposal which coupled $2,000 checks with the creation of a commission to investigate allegations of voter fraud and a repeal of Section 230. McConnell later dismissed Democrat attempts to increase the amount of the checks, accusing his colleagues of advocating socialism for rich people. Borrowing from our grandkids to do socialism for rich people is a terrible way to get help to families who actually need it, McConnell said at the time. Washington Democrats took President Trump's suggestion and skewed it so the checks would benefit even more high-earning households, he added.